The Office of Management and Budget wants to move to the government's IT infrastructure to the cloud. In a request for information issued yesterday, the General Services Administration asks industry for ideas how they would go about doing that. And joining us right here, right now, live, is Federal News Radio's Jason Miller with the details about the RFI and industry's reaction. So what is GSA and OMB, what are they looking for in this RFI?
Well, GSA is acting as the procurement arm of OMB, just to clear that up, because a lot of times people, is it GSA, is it OMB?
Right.
So GSA always acts as that procurement arm. But really, they want to see what exists, what is out there, what's already being used, what's Amazon doing, what's Google doing, what's Microsoft doing, what's any big vendor or small vendor, for that matter, doing with cloud computing. The RFI sets out about 45 questions, which is pretty incredible considering they have about 2 weeks to get the answers back. And they want to talk about the business model, the pricing model, the service level agreements, data management, security, and of course interoperability. So this is a lot of work, but GSA is going to, you know, push this out and wants the information.
And can we just take a half a step back and explain, because I think some people get really they hear cloud computing and they go, what in the world is that? If you use a Gmail account, a Yahoo account, this is essentially where you don't have all the infrastructure here. It's all in some central data place.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Correct. And then the idea here is to reduce costs, to share infrastructure. The idea is, again, to why do we have, it's if computing is a utility, like electricity, you plug your VCR, your blender, whatever, into the wall, why can't computing be just like that?
Who has a VCR? Just making an observation.
I do.
So but how does this all fit in, though, with what OMB wants to do with cloud computing, you know, overall?
Well, I spoke with both vendors and government officials, and both say this is really just the beginning. In fact, Bobby German, the acting NASA chief information officer, says the RFI likely is the first step to offering cloud computing as a service at GSA.
They have a framework, if you will, and a structure that they're moving to on cloud computing, essentially providing cloud computing services off of a GSA schedule. That's essentially where they're moving, sort of a storefront where you can actually start to utilize those services in a matter of hours, if you will, versus weeks or months. Not unlike buying for vendors or IT services today off of a GSA schedule.
Now, I also spoke with Robert Ames, the Deputy Chief Technology Officer for IBM Federal, about the RFI, and he too says that RFI could be the first of many.
And in fact, I've heard from GSA that, you know, there will be a series of these kinds of question RFI exercises. There may even be some sort of open forum collaboration, because I think one of the things that's very interesting to them and important to them is the notion of standards and interoperability. And I think through a sort of open industry-wide collaboration, they might seek to gain some good sight forward as to the interoperability of various cloud solutions and maybe address and uncover some of the risks of these kind of challenges.
Now, remember, OMB and the budget just released, I guess, last week, outlined seven areas where they really want to explore the use of cloud computing. This includes, you know, end-user communications, data centers, portals, collaboration, messaging services, content information and records management services, workflow and case management services, data analytics, visualization, as well as enterprise software as a service.
And I know everyone's sort of looking at this and thinking about this, and a lot of folks sort of touching their toes into the water. What did I know you talked to industry folks. What does industry say about this RFI?
There's a lot of excitement around this. I mean, I think this is an idea here. Oh, there's maybe some money behind this, or maybe some potential for money behind this. I spoke with Aileen Black, the vice president of VMware Federal, and she talked a little bit about the RFI and said, you know, she thought GSA did a nice job of really looking at internal and external clouds.
Where I see this kind of taking a different path, however, is in the actual questions that responsers must write to. And it goes back to more of a traditional model of outsourcing, whereas cloud computing today can be a much more evolutionary path than it has to be, you know, moving into a brick and mortar outsourcer like the traditional companies that are out there today.
Now, Black also says that federal customers really have a bunch of different challenges than other traditional outsourcers.
There are real three key delivery models for cloud. There's infrastructure as a service, there's platform as a service, and there's software as a service. And if you think about those as a stack, as it were, the infrastructure is really the baseline. right? This is where you would start. And it's, in effect, the simplest to deliver in many ways, because all you're delivering is a virtual machine infrastructure and virtual storage. And I don't mean to oversimplify that. Certainly there are security models and various things that have to be layered around that. But really all you're offering is a virtual machine and virtual storage environment. And so it's really a good sort of entry point, I think, into the cloud space.
Well, that was actually Robert Ames from IBM talking about kind of how this RFI is the starting point, and infrastructure that what GSA is looking for is the starting point for the broader one, where you can go into platforms and then really enterprise software and services. What's really interesting about this RFI is the fact that it's one, and it's going to be potentially many more.
So what sort of timeline are we looking at then?
Well, the timeline is real tight. I mean, as I said, they have May 26th, all these responses are due, and there's like 45 questions.
And they're not going to change that date.
Not going to extend that date. GSA has already told vendors that don't ask for an extension. Now, what's unclear from here is where does GSA go next? We know we're going to see other RFIs. We may see six more. We may see just a handful of more. We're not sure.
Will the RFIs focus on each different things, or?
Well, the RFI definitely.
Why so many?
Well, because I think they look at, because NIST put out a recent draft definition of cloud computing, and they looked at different types of delivery models, different types of models of cloud computing. I think that this, they're going to follow the NIST model until obviously gets into from draft stage to a final stage. So I think that's the final, what they're going to follow. So I think we may see two, maybe three more. But I wouldn't be surprised if they say, you know what, we also want to see, you know, pick portals, collaboration, messaging services. What's out there to do that? But I think, as you know, the gentleman from IBM explained, you're building layers. You have your infrastructure, then you have your platform, and then you have your software. So you may see three that way.
And the issue that often comes up here is, of course, security. People all say, oh, we can't do this. We can't have our data mixed with other folks. But I think at least in the IT community, people are getting more comfortable with that. We're getting more comfortable with doing it even in maybe other organizations and at home. And so it's becoming maybe less of an issue, at least for some data.
And I think that your point's exactly right, because I think agencies are going to take some baby steps. I spoke with in the NASA CIO, Bobby German, and he mentioned a pilot program that they're just really getting started over at NASA Ames Research Center, where they're going to develop a private cloud. When I say private, meaning it's NASA only,
right,
for some work around lunar missions and some of the scientists' work. And they're working with the Microsofts, the Googles, the Amazons, to use their infrastructure, but it's going to be a cloud that is separated from everybody else. And DISA, Defense Information Systems Agency, also, we've talked about their cloud computing as well, and they have a private cloud. So I think maybe that's the first step.
And we have PV from Unisys on a couple weeks ago, and he was exactly sort of, that was his thinking, is it may not be the big cloud that everyone uses. It could either be a government cloud or even an agency-wide cloud that sort of gets used. And it could happen in a bunch of different models.
And I think that's what the RFI is trying to see, what models are out there. Is this going to cost us, you know, $1 million a month to do this, or, you know, what do we need to know? And I think that's what GSA is trying to find out.